Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 2, 1806. Mosquitoes and grizzlies attack. The mosquitoes have become a concern again, and the grizzlies are hungry. Captain Clark writes,
"Mosquitoes very troublesome this morning. I set out early, river wide and very much divided by islands and sand and mud. About 8 a.m. this morning, a bear of the large, vicious species, being on a sandbar, raised himself up on hind feet and looked at us as we passed down near the middle of the river. He plunged into the water and swam toward us, either from a disposition to attack or from the scent of the meat which was in the canoes. We shot him with 3 balls, and he returned to shore badly wounded. In the evening, I saw a very large bear take the water above us. I ordered the boat to land on the opposite side with a view to attack him when he came within shot of the shore. When the bear swam in a few paces of the shore, I shot it in the head. The men hauled her on shore, and proved to be an old she which was so old that her tusks had worn smooth, and much the largest female bear I ever saw. After taking off the skin, I proceeded on and encamped a little above the entrance of Joe Field's Creek on the starboard side in a high bottom covered with ash and elm. The mosquitoes excessively troublesome. Captain William Clark, August 2, 1806.
Captain Lewis writes of his day,
"The morning proved fair, and I determined to remain all day and dry the baggage and give the men an opportunity to dry and air their skins and fur. Had the powder, parched meal, and every article which wanted drying exposed to the sun. Nothing remarkable took place today. We are extremely anxious to reach the entrance of the Yellowstone River, where we expect to join Captain Clark and party. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 2, 1806.
Tomorrow, no stopping to cook.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.